The time has come, so we will now begin the fiscal year 2022 business result briefing. In the first 20 minutes, the company will make the presentation, followed by a Q&A session. The first 20 minutes of the Q&A session will be open to the members of the press, and the second 20 minutes will be open to the analysts and investors. Questions will be handled via conference call system. Advanced registrations is required to use the system. When asking the questions, please join from a locations where you will not be disturbed by the surrounding noise. We thank you for your cooperation. Regarding the delisting of the company's shares, the offeror today released a notice regarding progress toward commencement of the tender offer, as well as notice regarding appointment of tender offer agent for the tender offer. If you have any questions, then please raise your questions to the offeror. The information we announced on March 23 this year is the latest information we can provide at this time, and the information we can provide you today is limited. If there are any developments that should be disclosed in the future, we will promptly announce them. Today's meeting is limited to the business result. I ask for your kind understanding. I will now introduce the speakers of the business result briefing. Masayoshi Hirata, Representative Executive Officer, Corporate Executive Vice President, and CFO. Yasuhiro Matsunaga, Corporate Officer, Vice President of Finance and Cash Management Division.
I'm Hara of the Corporate Communications Division. First, Hirata will start the presentations by using the PowerPoint materials entitled FY 2022 Consolidated Business Results.
Please allow me to explain about the FY 2022 consolidated business results. Please turn to page 3. There are two key points to our business results for FY 2022. I will start with the first key point. Operating income for FY 2022 decreased year-on-year due largely to the one-time factors that we explained last time when we announced our third quarter results. I will come back to the numbers later in the presentation. The second key point is about the FY 2023 forecast. We believe our true ability to generate operating income in FY 2023 will be around 170 billion yen, due in part to disappearance of one-time factors we experienced in FY 2022. However, because of fixed costs, such as for R&D to be spent for future growth, as well as restructuring costs planned in some businesses, we are forecasting our FY 2023 operating income to be 110 billion yen. I will come back to the details later in the presentation as well. Please turn to page 6 for the overall income statement. Net sales in FY 2022 came to 3.3617 trillion yen, remaining more or less flat year-on-year, with an increase of around 24.7 billion yen, and this excludes the FX impact. The amount also includes approximately 160 billion yen of negative impact resulting from deconsolidation of Toshiba Carrier Corporation and Chubu Toshiba Engineering. Operating income decreased 48.4 billion yen year-on-year to 110.5 billion yen, due mainly to Electronic Devices and Storage Solutions, Building Solutions, and Retail and Printing Solutions. Although we booked gain on sales of Toshiba Carrier Corporation and others, because of reasons such as equity and losses of Kioxia and partial reversal of deferred tax assets at Toshiba Tech, our net income decreased 68.1 billion yen year-on-year to 126.6 billion yen for the fiscal year. Page 7 is showing the analysis of year-over-year change in operating income. Operating income in FY 2021 was 165 billion yen if we accounted for restructuring cost of 6.1 billion yen. Please look at the right-hand side. As we explained at the third quarter earnings call, deterioration of the HDD business had a negative impact of 44.8 billion yen, and together with profit decline in retail and printing solutions, mainly due to impairment of goodwill, and negative 57.8 billion yen impact associated with provision for power generation systems product warranty, factors that caused operating income to decrease totaled 102.6 billion yen. Now please look at the center of the page. Fixed cost for growth towards the future increased by 22.4 billion yen. However, this was absorbed by the 20.9 billion yen benefit from weaker yen, 56.8 billion yen increase in profit due to stronger sales, and 2.8 billion yen generated by factors affecting earnings power. Page 8 is showing the non-operating income. Although we benefited by 94.1 billion yen from income on sale of securities, such as for Toshiba Korea, equity in earnings of affiliate dropped by negative 43 billion yen due to deterioration in Kioxia's performance. All in all, non-operating income came to 78.5 billion yen. Page 9 explains the free cash flows. Cash flows from operating activities were slightly positive at 34 billion yen. This was because semiconductor shortage, as well as out-of-sync procurement of some components, caused delays in booking sales with some payments coming in earlier. Cash flows from investing activities were negative 8.8 billion yen because of cash coming in due to sale of securities in affiliate companies such as Toshiba Carrier, despite investments being made for growth. Consequently, free cash flows came to 25.2 billion yen. Shareholders' equity shown at the lower half of the page came to 1.2474 trillion yen. Positive factors were net income as well as improvements in accumulated other comprehensive income, which was helped by weaker yen. Negative factors were year-end dividends, as well as special dividends paid out in FY 2021. All in all, shareholders' equity increased by 40.8 billion yen compared to the start of the fiscal year. Shareholders' equity ratio came to 35.2%. Net interest-bearing debt was at 161.7 billion yen, improving from the 180 billion yen forecasted at the third quarter earnings call. So the improvements have been somewhat of around 20 billion yen. Page 10 is the breakdown of what I have just explained and is provided for your reference. Next part is business results by segment. Please turn to page 13. For the breakdown of results for energy systems and solutions, net sales came to 669.5 billion yen, increasing by 110.5 billion yen year on year, and operating income came to 30.4 billion yen, decreasing by 5.2 billion yen year on year. The decrease in operating income remained relatively low at only 5.2 billion yen, thanks to a pickup in net sales, despite being negatively impacted by project costs increasing in Toshiba plant systems and by provisions recorded for product warranty at power generation systems. Page 14 is showing the breakdown of results for infrastructure systems and solutions. Net sales came to 693.2 billion yen, increasing by 38.5 billion yen year on year, and operating income came to 45 billion yen, increasing by 3.3 billion yen year on year. Operating income of public infrastructure decreased mainly due to weaker sales in social systems business, resulting from component shortage. However, in railways and industrial systems, we saw both net sales and operating income improve, mainly due to stronger industrial motors business in North America, helped by market recovery in industrial systems business.
Page 15 is Building Solutions. Net sales was 448.1 billion yen and operating income was 5.9 billion yen. In the elevator and escalator business, sales and profits declined, mainly due to shortages of semiconductors and other components in the domestic market. There was also the impact of air conditioning business deconsolidation due to its sale. As a result, net sales and income decreased 150.9 billion and 20.4 billion year-on-year, respectively. Page 16 is a breakdown of electronic devices and storage solutions. Net sales was 797.1 billion yen, a decrease of 62.7 billion yen from the previous year. Operating income was 42.9 billion yen, down 22.8 billion year-on-year. In semiconductors, in addition to the continued firm market situation, the contribution of the weaker yen and increased sales of new flare technologies mask writers resulted in operating income of 71 billion yen. And ROS was 15.9%. On the other hand, for HDDs and others, as explained in the previous Q3 results announcement, HDDs for mobile devices and desktop market contraction. Also, the nearline HDD market adjustment is continuing. Also, the increase in the provision for product warranties was a main reason for the decrease in sales and profit year-on-year. The top side of the page 17 is retail and printing solutions. Sales increased by 59.9 billion to 513.1 billion yen. However, operating income was 4.1 billion yen down, a decrease of 15.8 billion yen from the previous fiscal year. This was due to goodwill impairment loss of 20.6 billion yen attributable to the printing business. The bottom half is digital solutions. Net sales 235.6 billion yen. Operating income was 27 billion yen. Especially firm sales recorded, especially in the public sector systems business. Page 18 shows the 3-year trend of orders received and order backlog. Orders received were flat from the previous year, and for order backlogs, due to the progress of large progress orders received in FY21, it is a slight decrease from last fiscal year. However, both are showing firmness. Please turn to page 20. This is about our FY23 forecast. Net sales is projected at 3.3 trillion yen and operating income is expected to be 110 billion yen. And for reference only, after deducting non-operating income loss, tax expenses, net income is projected at 70 billion yen. Free cash flow is expected to be zero. The forex assumptions for the forecast that I mentioned, as written, 100 yen, 20 yen to the dollar and 130 yen to the euro. This is the forex assumption. Page 21 shows the FY23 forecast by segment. Please see the column on the right for the differences from the previous year. Starting with energy systems, both revenue and income are down, mainly in power generation systems. Infrastructure system for each segment shows firmness and increase in revenue income. Also, building solutions, In addition to the impact of deconsolidation of the sale of the air conditioning business, we are considering measures to improve profitability in light of the current business performance and the cost we have incorporated in. So, therefore, we are forecasting an operating loss. For retail and printing, is expected to increase significantly due to the absence of goodwill impairment compared to the previous fiscal year. We expect both sales and income to increase in electronic devices and storage due in part to the absence of product warranty reserves for HDDs. In others and eliminations, we will promote new businesses and investment for the future, and R&D expenses will be spent. In addition, we have factored in environmental expenses, also company-wide IT expenses, as they will be replaced. So those expenses have been factored in, as well as we have factored in a certain risk buffer. So as a result, for the whole company, as a whole, forecast of net sales is 3.1 trillion yen and operating income of 110 billion yen. Page 22 is the operating income, FY22 and FY23 operating profit analysis. The leftmost shows the operating income for FY22. It was one-time factor of 61.5 billion yen. And if this is accounted for, the operating profit would have been 172 billion yen. In FY23, because of the stronger yen that we expect, negative exchange rate effect of 13.8 billion yen will be offset by increase in sales 9.3 billion yen, an improvement in earning power, 9.6 billion yen, meaning that we will be maintaining the previous fiscal year's underlying 170 billion yen. Then the fixed cost for growth and the restructuring costs, as well as some of the risk buffers that we have factored in. So these combined is approximately 70 billion yen, and we expect the operating income to be 110 billion yen. Next, page 24 is the equity earnings from Kioxia. For the details, it is as described for your reference. FY23 forecast breakdown by main businesses is shown on page 29 and onward of the appendix, for you to take a look later. So this concludes my explanation of the FY22 results.
This concludes the presentation from the company. There is one revision, page 9, cash flow balance sheet. Third line from the top, there is the investment cash flow FY22 result. On the PowerPoint, it says minus 8.8 billion. Minus 4.8 billion was mentioned during the presentation. However, it's actually minus 8.8 billion. I was very sorry for that. We now would like to move on to the Q&A session. Until 10 past 4, we will entertain the questions from the members of the press. Let me first of all explain how to ask the questions. Questions will be accepted from those who have registered for the conference call system in advance. We will start addressing the questions, those on the Japanese channel, followed by the English channel. If you have a question, please press a star key, followed by number one. It's the star key, not the pound key. When the moderator calls your company name and the name, please start asking your question. And if you would like to cancel your questions, please press star key, followed by number two. We will now accept the questions from the Japanese channel.
Furukawa-san from Bloomberg, please. This is Furukawa from Bloomberg. Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you. Thank you. Now, today, you also announced the personal positioning. Now, only director from Toshiba is Shimada-san, and Amase-san is no longer included. What is the reason why you did not appoint another person from inside the company? This is a very important stage in the company, and the fact that in the board there is no one from a Toshiba internally, so do you not have any concerns in this regard? And also in the same the document, you talked about a positive reaction from stakeholders. So specifically, in regards to TOV, what are the feedbacks that you have received? At this point in time, did you not receive any opinions against? And also, based on the feedback received towards the consummation of TOV, what is the likelihood of being successfully completing the TOV? Thank you very much, Furukawa-san, for your question. First of all, in regards to the director candidates, at this point in time, well, what the board of directors need to do is to, in regards to the strategic option, what we have proposed to take this to completion, that is what they need have to work on. And so on that basis, we felt that it is better not for us to change the current structure, and that is the thinking used to determine the candidates, and this is what I have been informed by the board of directors. And at this point in time, in regards to the impression about the privatization, based on what I have been informed thus far, whether it be customers or suppliers or employees, they have all provided positive feedback. And this completes my response. Sorry. You didn't mention shareholders as part of the stakeholder, but did you receive positive feedback from shareholders as well? Well, the board of directors, they may be speaking to shareholders, but in regards to the thoughts of any particular shareholders, it is probably not something that we should be mentioning publicly, and so I'd like to refrain from making comment at this point in time. Understood. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Nikkei Oni-san, please. This is Onishi from Nikkei. Can you hear me? Yes. I have two questions. So it is about the TOB. In order to enhance the corporate value, the best option, the alternative. So this time there is no recommendation for the shareholders to tender their shares. May I ask the reason? The tender recommendation, well, it is a matter that it is a board matter, so I am not in a position to answer to that question. As a board of directors, well, so far, as they have been always, until the commencement of the tender offer, continuously and in a cautious manner and in a thorough manner, robust process will be followed. And before the tender offer, the TOB, I believe that a statement of opinion will be made. So I will thank you for your patience until that time. Understood. So my next question is about the performance and the results. So for March 2023, so it seems to be quite flat. And if we are going to, what kind of path forwards are you showing for future growth? Thank you very much for the question. Basically saying for Toshiba Group, our growth strategy for the future, as Shimada has explained a year ago, there is no change from that policy. meaning that carbon neutrality data and also the energy infrastructure, and that would be the add-on to the growth, and that will be the mainstay, the core for our growth. There is no change to that direction policy. Most recently, it may seem that the figures are flattish, but as I've explained, for FY23, well, especially the power semiconductors, the demand is expected to be front-loaded. And for R&D, CapEx, depreciation, D&A, so these we will be spending more. And so on the figures, it may seem flat. Our efforts towards carbon neutrality, data, these will be the additional added on cash flow, so that for this to happen, the management on a daily basis is continuing on with the efforts and thriving. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, NHK, Shimai-san. Shimai with NHK, can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you. 2 points. One is about the forecast of the business performance. FY23 forecast has been announced. If the listing status is continued, is that the assumption that you have? Yes, you're correct. We are assuming that the listing status is continued. Now, here's my follow-up questions. What will be the impact of company delisted? Will there be the positive impact or the negative impact? Or if it's difficult to tell, with listed, delisted, what may be the key factors that will give an impact to your business? Are you talking? I assume that you're talking about financial impact. Now, from the standpoint of cash flow, on the 23rd of March, we have explained our scheme in writing. Our borrowing is going up considerably. That's one factor. So therefore, there will be the bigger burden of the interest expense. So with continuing with the listing, there will be the cash out to return to the shareholders. So in that sense, I would say that the impact is neutral. Now, once we become delisted, while we consult with the specific shareholders, if we operate our business from the mid to long-term perspective, net sales or the operating income may have a positive impact. That's how I see it. Thank you, understood. Here's my second question. Regarding TOB, back in March, you expressed that you support this, and 2 months has passed. When you made that announcement, the management opinion was described to a fairly detailed level. Once again, what is the benefit that the privatizations will provide from the management perspective? Now, about 2 months has passed. Have any of the conditions, circumstances changed in the meantime? Seen and from the management, no change in the opinions and from the 23rd of March. And as I have just explained, we strive to enhance the enterprise value. So the privatization, we believe, is a good scheme and seen from the management perspective as well. To enhance the corporate value, various factors are mentioned. Are there any points that you would like to emphasize, any points that was discussed heavily among the management? Not just necessarily among the management. However, we believe that the board of directors have a similar stance to enhance the corporate value. Shall be the key. this is the nature of our business, but that is something that we should aim. Well, there are so many businesses that we should pursue from a mid to long-term perspective. So shareholders who can understand that view should stand close to our company for us to conduct the business smoothly. Understood. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, Nakajima-san from Kyodo News. My name is Nakajima from Kyodo News. Can you hear me? Yes. No. Was also asked by the first person, but the positive reaction from stakeholders, that's the expression that you have used. But when you say stakeholder, I think it includes shareholders. Of course, you don't have to go into detail about individual the shareholders' reaction, but I think the key, the major shareholders are the stakeholder, and so the positive reaction also include them. Is that right? That's the first question. Well, frankly speaking, to what shareholders and at what timing that the board of directors is contacting with the shareholders is not something that I'm aware of personally. And so there are various media reports and there are various comments being expressed. And so what we probably feel is probably the same as what you are feeling through those the information available. Well, how could I put it? And positive reaction from stakeholder. And when you write that, you would normally expect that there is a positive reaction from the shareholders. I think that is the general view. But is that the case that we shouldn't understand it as such? No, we're not saying that. We are saying that all types of the shareholders have shown a positive reaction. I think it's okay for you to take it in that way. Are you saying including the shareholders? Well, we have the customers or staff and the shareholders all have, various types of opinions. But in general or in totality, if you could consider reaction to be positive. The second question, Mr. Hirata, CFO, you've announced that you'll be stepping down. And from when the falsified accounting was identified, you have been with the company. So I wanted to ask, why are you stepping down at this point in time? I'm sure, there are various factors, like completion of your term, but anything you can express in this regard. Well, why? Well, with Mr. Shimada, CEO, and the board has made this decision. When you reach a certain age, you kind of step down, and there are many capable people within Toshiba, and so to use new young power is likely to be the best scenario for Toshiba going forward. Now, from when I got involved in this role, as you have referred to, I've been involved in this work, and those people participating today, and all the people involved, I have received a lot of understanding and support thus far. And in that regard, and this is somewhat personal, but I would like to take this opportunity to express my sincere appreciation for all the support and understanding that have been given to me. That is all. Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Toyo Keizai. Umegaki-san, please. Do you hear me? Yes. This is Toyo Keizai. I have two questions. First is about FY23 forecast, the assumptions. So the macroeconomy, I think you have a conservative view, and that could be the case of other companies. But what is the case of Toshiba, including overseas? What is the assumptions? Can you elaborate and give us some color? Another question could be a basic question, rather. But about the free cash flow for next year, it is expected to be zero. Could you also elaborate on that point? So about the free cash flow, Matsunaga-san will explain. And about the macroeconomy assumptions, well, as I explained, so no one knows how it will turn out, 120 yen for the Forex. That is the Forex assumption. And given the current trade, it could be a little tough forecast that we have created. It could be. Also, for our company, if you look at the portfolio, it is a hard disk drive that would have the largest impact. And for hard disk drive, for FY23, the data center companies, their investment is still not coming back at the moment. So that is the assumption when we created the forecast. And on top of that, the fiscal policy, financial policy of the Western countries, including Japan, still unknown of their tightening of fiscal policy. That is just an assumption. And that is the view that we have created when we created the sales revenue forecast. So about the macro environment, about the rate hike, so that would lead to a stronger yen. So is that what you have factored in? Is my understanding correct? Yes, we have factored that in. Understood. So about the FY23 free cash flow forecast, I would like to respond and explain. On slide 20, as we've written on the upper top, the EBITDA 215, the figure is given. And so this is an operating cash flow of 180 positive is what we are going to generate. So compared to FY22, this part, improvement of working capital is factored in, so we are expecting a large positive. On the other hand, in case of FY22, the investment cash flow, we had Toshiba Carrier, the sales of those companies, and there was some cash in, and meaning that investment cash flow was almost zero. But for FY23, we do not have any specific one-time factors. So ordinary investment, which is quite equivalent to the operating cash flow level, that is what we plan. So as a cash flow, as a whole, we expect it to be zero. That is all. I understand. Thank you.
Thank you. There seems to be no questions raised in the English channel, so shall we continue raising questions from Japanese channel? Hiroi-san from Nikkei, please. I'm Hiroi with Nikkei. Do you hear me? Yes, I can hear you. Hirata-san, thank you very much for your hard work. From 2015, you've been serving as a CFO, responding to the former questions. And you went back to the first sections of the TSE. You raised the capital. There has been so many things, from the inappropriate accounting and treatment. And any comments on the current positions that Toshiba is in? Thank you very much for your question. Now, from the time of the inappropriate accounting treatment after making the revisions, I served as the positions of the CFO back then. Not just the accounting, but inclusive of accounting to strengthen the internal control is something that we spend a lot of time. Also, as you know, Westinghouse ended up in a very unfortunate result, so we have to settle that issue. So I've been trying to establish the foundation, the basis, and I spent quite a long time doing that. At this point in time, toward the future, as Shimada has been mentioning, carbon neutrality, data, as well as the infrastructure and energy business in relationship with those. We have to make another leap. We are at the moment to make a big leap forward. Thank you. My second question. When at the new employees' entrance ceremony in April, Mr. Shimada talked about the rising corporate price as well as this will give an impact to the morale level of the employees. Now, do you believe that this options is the best scenario for the management as well? As well as is that how that is perceived among the employees? How should I understand his comment? Well, it's a bit difficult to mention. Well, there is a lot of worries about the Toshiba Group, and many people made different comments, which in a way is grateful. However, our employees, staff members, their family members, well, if the name of the company appears a lot in the press, it will worry them. Therefore, we would like to focus in the business in a calm circumstances and whether we will be able to establish our environment was one of the questions. So I believe that the positive perceptions is what our employees have. So there is a positive look by your company. There is no tender recommendations by the company. So if possible, the company would like to recommend it to tender so that you can move toward that direction. Now, when it comes to the decision to be made by the board of directors, I'm not in the position to make any comment. And also, I don't want to speculate based on my optimism, so let me refrain from commenting to that question. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. We have already gone over the allotted time, but we'll take the two questions who have they raised their hands, then they will go to the analyst. So Takano-san and also the Okada-san. And so Takano-san from the Chuukagakugyo Tsushin. This is Takano. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
And thank you very much for your contribution over many years to begin with. What I want to ask is in regards to energy system solution, as I'm talking about the business here, but recently, as we enter into carbon neutrality era, and so the thermal power plant operation is likely to decrease mainly for coal, but you are working on hydroelectric and the renewable energy is also increasing right now. Nuclear, the safety response, the standard in Japan, this is supporting your sales. But if I, 2023, or maybe in the future beyond, but the power generation system, and when you think about the business of this entity, what is the shape do you feel is the best to focus on the hydro? Are you going to go on renewable energy and nuclear to make up for the thermal? Are you going to enhance digital solutions? So what is going to support the power generation business? What is the strategy to be adopted there? I apologize for my question being somewhat abstract, but if you could share with us your image. Thank you. I understand what you are asking, I think. Not really focusing on one particular thing. I don't think we will do that in regards to the power generation. Of course, we have nuclear. And what will happen to the restart in the future may be up to the local residents, the local community, the local government, or the national government. It's really up to that. But if there is more proactive the comments there, we are in a position to provide support towards that. And also, hydro is also something that we will work on. But in regards to thermal power generation, the basic stance is how to treat CO2. That is likely to be the key. And so, as to whether the thermal power is out of question, it's not really the case. So the research arms and the research arm of the energy system is looking at how we can eliminate CO2 at generate electricity through thermal power. They're certainly doubling down on that effort. Also, things like virtual power plant or solar or wind. Those are also included. So together with all these approaches, at the very least, to be able to supply the electricity needed in Japan. And that is the type of course of direction that we are likely to take. Did I answer your question? Yes. Well, rather than focusing on one particular thing, but you try to meet the needs of the society and how to, comply with that is what you're focusing. Is that the case? That's right. Thank you very much, then.
Thank you. Finally, Okada-san from Yomiuri Papers. Hello, this is Okada from Yomiuri. Can you hear me? Yes, thank you. I have two questions. Both of them could be difficult to answer. First is about the tender offer TOB. So, to the shareholders, the company has not expressed a recommendation to tender their shares. So, with the announcement of the figures results, is this going to be the first step towards that recommendation, or what would be the timing that you would decide and recommend to tender their shares? So the FY22 financial results or the FY23 forecast and the TOB tender offer recommendation tender is totally apart. That is not had been the intention. Of course, the track record based on the accounting standards without any inconsistency, we will continue. And also for next fiscal year plan, we will be investing where we need to invest. So that has been the perspective, how we have created the plan. It is not because of the TOB tender offer. And also about the opinion announcement of the board regarding the recommendation to tender the shares. Before the launch of the TOB, the tender offer, what I was informed is that the board will make another announcement of opinion. So I hope that you could be a little bit more patient until that time. My next question, again, it could be an overlapping question. For FY, March 23, and for the forecast, so the result, actual result, achieved the forecast. So what would this have as an implication to the coming privatization? Right. So how it would affect the privatization, whether it will have any impact to TOB, I would believe that it would not have any direct impact. The performance improving always is better. And the JIP, also, I believe that they have taken it positively. Not that I have had direct interaction, communication, but generally, I would think that would be how it would be received. Thank you.
Thank you. We now conclude the questions from the members of the press. We now would like to move on to receive the questions from the analysts and from the institutional investors. Those of you having the questions, please press star key followed by number one. Citigroup, Ezawa-san, please raise your question. Thank you, Ezawa, Citigroup. Thank you very much, Hirata-san, for all what you have done. I have a question. The result for the fourth quarter in the income statement, corporate tax is fairly large for the fourth quarter. Are there any one-off items behind that? That's my first question. Now, plan for the next fiscal year. Energy sales is very small. But based upon the demand, supply-demand situations, as well as based upon the backlog that you have, will there be temporary decline? Talking about based upon the trend, is it difficult to post the sales? Any plans for the sales from that perspective? Those are my questions.
Well, first of all, the corporate income tax, FY22 is your question. Corporate income tax, are you talking about the result for the corporate income tax for FY22? Toshiba Tech, they made the timely disclosure at Toshiba Tech on a standalone basis. Deferred tax asset reversal has to be made. So because they are the consolidated entity, we have to reflect that. That portion is one of the major reasons why the corporate income tax went up.
You talk about the energy for FY23 net sales or the volume? Was that the question?
Yes.
FY22, FY21, well, somewhere around FY21, particularly in the domestic market, large-size power generation business was obtained. And this is as a percentage of the completions, and we are still working on them. So FY22, a fairly large amount of sales was posted. This is the percentage of completions basis. So we are still posting some sales, but that will start to decline. So there will be the impact coming from that. So that's one factor. Are there any other businesses that will contribute to the sales to offset that?
Well, small-sized refurbishment, repair, such a small business is something that we have. However, we haven't won the large-size order at the moment. Have I responded to your question?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from UBS Securities. Yasui-san, please go ahead.
Yasui from UBS. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you. Mr. Hirata, thank you very much for your long years of service. I'm sure it must not have been that easy, but thank you for your effort thus far. I have three questions. The first question is related to TOB. The final question is around HDD. The first question is, now, JIP is the main entity for TOB, but plan B, if JIP is the plan, does not go through, are you considering TOB? If you could respond to the extent you were able to disclose. And the second point is that TOB, I understand that this was planned for the end of July, but you have AGM, and would there be the BOD's opinion or support? Is there events or milestones in the meantime? These are likely to occur and lead to these things. Can you share with us some kind of timeline type of the schedule? And this year, 28 billion yen of loss this fiscal year. And the product, the warranty provision has been prolonging. It seems that this is going to continue into FY23 as well. And so regarding to the quality, the product warranty, till when is this likely to continue? Do you have a forecast in regards to this, in this regard? Thank you. And for hard disk, it's probably my fault not for not explaining thoroughly, but FY23, regarding a flow on a P&L basis, the product warranty provision, we are not expecting to book any amount in FY23 at this point in time. We are we have not been able to reach a overall agreement or conclusion with the customers as yet, but provision for FY 2022 will be maintained. But in FY 23, we are not assuming to book additional provisions. In other words, so the loss was based on demand. Is that the case? Yes, that's right. And so demand for data centers, you know, we really like to see that pick up, but it seems that the current the situation may prolong for a little bit more, and that is the basis that we have used for our plan. Understood. Now, in regards to the TOB timeline, JIP has indicated about the end of July, and they're working to that schedule. And of course, the Toshiba side is providing proactive support to that end. And based on what I have been informed, things are progressing on track. And that's the impression that I get. And so, as I've been saying already, before we start the TOB, the board will officially make some kind of announcement. I expect such an announcement to be made going forward. And so for now, we are targeting the end of July. And so if you could have that in mind, that should be appropriate. Are you okay? So the AGM is not relevant to TOB, is that right? That's right. The AGM on this occasion is going to be an ordinary type of, the normal type of the AGM. And so election of the directors is going to be the main the item to be addressed at the AGM. Understood, thank you. And also, JIP, if we are unable to follow through with the proposal of the JIP, I think that is what you have asked. Well, I don't want to, provide a response based on hypothetical question because it's going to be a hypothetical answer. But if that should occur, it's not the case that, at least I've not been informed that we have received any particular proposal from someone else. And so board and the management side is collaborating closely to think about what we can do to enhance the shareholder value. And we will think about that and put that into execution as early as possible. I don't want to, receive your words per se, but if JIP's proposal did not go through, then privatization proposal is likely, another privatization proposal is likely to take quite a long time. So you're not talking with anyone else at this point in time. And based on what I know, I understand the company is not speaking with anyone else at this point in time. Thank you very much. That is all for my question.
Thank you. Other questions? Please press star and then number one. It seems that there are no additional questions. We are at time to close the session, so we would like to conclude today's call. Thank you very much for your participation.